welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and tonight our main feature, which we'll hear in just a moment, features Jordi Savall, who's been around for quite a while playing the viol and also directing several ensembles. I'll talk about that in just a moment. We're going to hear music of Mare Mare and some motets or chansons by Johannes Ockeghem. We begin tonight with Mare Mare and Jordi Savall. We celebrate the talents of Jordi Savall, viol player, conductor of early music. I first heard him when I caught the movie Tous les matins du monde back in the early 90s. In that movie, Gérard Depardieu plays Mare Mare. And Mare's music was included within the score as well as that of his mentor, Saint Colombe. And Savall wrote some of the music, some of his own music for the soundtrack as well. Now, Savall has led Hesperian 20, now Hesperian 21, keeping up with the times. And he also led Les Concerts des Nations and Capella Real de Catalunya. Savall has done solo work as well. Tonight we're going to hear him, as I first heard him, performing the music of Mare. Mare's dates are 1656 to 1728, studied under Lully, conducted many of Lully's operas. When he first started out, he was hired as a musician in 1676 to the Royal Court of Versailles. He was a master of the bass viol and the leading French composer of music for the instrument. He wrote five books of viol pieces from 1686 to 1725, generally suites with basso continuo. These were quite popular in the court, and for these he was remembered in later years as he who founded and firmly established the empire of the viol. Now, if Lully was Mare's master in the worldly matters, the austere Saint Colombe was his, let's call him his Zen master. The work explores, that you're going to hear tonight, the unpredictability of genius, which in this case produces an acutely sensitive, irritable, careworn spirit. Here we are presented with the image of the tormented musician, Saint Colombe in this case, who was gradually consumed by melancholy. It's a testimony to his late master, who seems still as palpably present in Marin's memory as the rapture of the secret fire that he had begged Saint Colombe to impart to him. He found out later from spying on his master that there was a seventh string. He had invented a seventh string, which gave him that richer, more harmonic sound. Didn't know that until then. Then he went on, of course, and composed the same way. Now, this piece is the suite in E minor, which is dedicated to Saint Colombe. In fact, the last track on this, the 14th track, which is by far the longest also, is the tombeau for Saint Colombe, with the tomb, literally, of Saint-Colombe, which is just another way of saying it's an homage piece. We're going to hear Jordi Savall bass viol, which Mare and Colombe played on. We'll feature Rolf Lilven, Xavier Diaz Latorre, Terobos and guitars, Philippe Perlot bass viol, and Pierre Hantai harpsichord. Here's the suite in E minor of Mare Mare.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Marin Marais, his suite in E minor from his Pieces for Viol second book from 1701, featuring Jordi Savall, bass viol, and Rolf Leelvand, Xavier Diaz, Torre Latore, Terrobo, guitars, and Philippe Pello, bass viol, and Pierre Hantai, harpsichord, from this Alivox compact disc, which also, that particular suite, an homage to Tombeau, to Saint-Colomb. And there's another one on here, too. Same kind of thing. To Lully. He wrote 5 books, Marais did, of viol pieces, and that's from the book number 2. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. And welcome back to the program. We're going to hear music next by Johannes Ockeghem. His place in the history books is mainly as the first composer to devote a large part of his effort to the mass cycle, which was the exciting new horizon of his time. But the importance of his masses lies also in their invention and resource, their highly individual cultivation of the endless musical line. And those are the virtues that come through in his songs as well. A listener will first be struck by their elegance, their carefully varied exploration of little ideas that are allowed to grow, flower. The main difference in the songs is that they all use the repeating forms, ballade, virelai, rondo, that Ockeghem inherited from earlier composers. As a songwriter, he was far more in the tradition that reached back to the 14th century. We're going to hear the Orlando Consort right now with 3 of his chansons. I'll tell you what they are on the other side. Enjoy. Music of Johannes Ockeghem.
Thank you. It is.
music of Johannes Akagum. Well, those were three of his chansons, Presque Transi, Prenez-moi, Vostre Exemple Amaro, and O Rosabella. Orlando Consort, Robert Hare Jones, alto, Charles Daniels, tenor, Angus Smith, tenor, and Donald Grieg, baritone. His dates, Akagum's, circa 1410 to 1497. The Orlando Consort with three of his songs. I want to remind you that Distant Mirror and programs like Distant Mirror are made possible in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and from our listener members. Well, that does it for this week. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Be with me again next week at the same time for another hour of early music on Distant Mirror. Until then, salus et vita.